Matthew chapter number 1 and verse number 21, a very familiar scripture. It says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Jesus shall save his people from their sins. And go over to the book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter number 15. And verse number 24.
And come at the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, so he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power.
Next 25.
For he must reign till he have put all enemies under his feet.
Verse 26.
The last enemy that shall be destroyed.
The last. Everybody see that? The last enemy that shall be destroyed is what? Death. Right? That's the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Now, you may look at that and say, well, Scudder, why would you read Matthew 1:21 with 1 Corinthians 15:24-26? You notice what it says in verse number 26. Says the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And Matthew 1:21 says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Jesus shall save his people from their sins." Remember, the wage of sin is what? Death. The wage of the payment of sin is death. Jesus saves us from death. When the Lord, when you allow Jesus to save you from sin, he is saving you from death. You are allowing the Lord to have his way in your life. His way in your life in terms of resurrecting power, the ability to bring you and I back from the dead. Go over to John. Let's read a little bit of that this morning. I want the passage there where he talks about Lazarus. That's what he told his sister. John chapter number 11. Thank you, sweetie. John chapter number 11. If you look at 11 and verse, jump over to verse number 24. Look at 11:24-26. John 11:24-26. Yes. Right.
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection.
See the difference? She was still looking for the resurrection to come. But little did she know, everything she needed about the resurrection was right in front of her. It was Jesus. Look at the wording what she says. Martha says what? She wasn't doubting the resurrection. She wasn't doubting. She wasn't someone that did not believe in the resurrection. She says it. She says, Martha says what?
Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise.
Right. That wasn't something that she wasn't trying to be convinced of. She was already convinced that her brother would rise again. Rise again when? In the resurrection. But the problem with the disconnect was she did not see Jesus as the resurrection. She was so concerned about the resurrection being an event. But the power of the resurrection was actual God himself. So we can't get so focused on the event that we lose sight of who it is. He is the resurrection. He is our ability to live, even though we are overcome by the power and the authority of death. Death has a power. Death has an authority. And the only one that can overcome death's power and authority is Jesus. That's the only one. He is the only one that can bring an end to sin. We always, on Friday night, I kept trying to emphasize not letting sin continue. Romans 6:1 says that. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. We want to get to a point in our lives where we bring sin to an end. Now, sin may still function all around us. When we're talking about sin coming to an end, we're talking about it in our own lives. You're going to still hear about the effects of sin on the news. You're going to see it all around you. You may see it in your neighbors. You may see it in your family. But you want to walk around with an attitude, with a belief, with the faith that sin has come to an end in your life. You don't want it to continue anymore. You don't want sin to continue to take advantage of you. You don't want sin to continue to direct your path. You don't want sin to establish your routine. You know, some people let sin establish their routines. Right. Sometimes I look at them. They go in, when we go into the Wawa or go to the corner store, people that come in there, they ask the same thing. And I can imagine sometimes when the clerk, I was watching the clerk at a Wawa the other day, and he must have known the guy that was in there because the guy ordered the same thing all the time. It was always the same pack of cigarettes. And when it's amazing to see that, see, sin had established a routine. Sin had established a habit. And we have to say within ourselves that I'm not going to let sin do that to me. I'm not going to continue in sin. You know, the wage of it is death. If you're saying I'm not going to let sin do to me what it wants to do, what does it want to do? It wants to kill me. Sin wants to destroy me. The very concept of doing something against Jesus is a judgment of destruction. When you do things that are against the will and the way of Jesus, your judgment is destruction. Your judgment is death. Jesus says, I'm come to save you from that. He does not want you and I to be dead. He doesn't want us to be judged that way. He wants us to live. That's why he says that. She shall bring forth a son, thou shall call his name Jesus. Jesus shall save his people from their sin. In other words, he will bring an end to sin in your life. That's right. You see people all the time. You know, it was listen to Deacon James. That's really all your son was crying out for. He sees sin doing something in him. And it's making him afraid. Because he sees he's out of control. That's one thing about when you hear that cry like that, they're basically telling you they're out of control. And one writer says, I know the good that I should be doing it, but when I look to find it, it's not allowed. Something won't allow the good to perform in my life. Well, what is it? It's sin. It is no more I, but it's the sin that dwelleth in me. Paul said, who shall deliver me from this body of death? This body plagued by death. Only one that can deliver you from that body of death is Jesus. Paul said, I thank Jesus because he gives me what? The victory. Come on, that's just, we all are adding, go back over to 1 Corinthians chapter number, finish up what you read in there about Martha. Mm-hmm. Really quick. Martha said, I'll see my brother again. I know he's going to rise again. I am the resurrection and the life, right? See, you got to believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. If you don't want to continue in that plague of death, you got to believe that Jesus is your reason for living. Jesus has got to be the thing that causes you to want to change your mind. The hope of life, the ability to live. Not die. The ability to live. Not die. I've got to believe that Jesus is my ability to live. He is the only one that gives me the authority and the power to live. Without Jesus, I have no authority. I have no power over sin nor death. Right? Come on, that's the truth, saints. You ask yourself, why do these other religions, the people do the same thing over and over again? Because they have no authority. They have no power over death. Death does to them what it wants to do. Why? Because they have not tapped into the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is the only name that can save you from sin, right? That's the truth. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The only one that can deliver you and I from the power and the authority of sin is Jesus Christ. He's the only one that sin recognizes. When the Lord was on that cross, dying, shedding his blood, sin recognized his blood. Sin, that's why the whole scripture says that when he died, the whole earth cried out. It said the earthquake, there was controlled darkness. See, sin recognized this death was unique. This death was different than all the other deaths. No other person on the earth died that got a response from nature like that. Y'all understand that? No other person on the earth died that nature responded that way. Why? Because Jesus is the creator. He's the giver of life. Here you have the giver of life sacrificing himself on the cross for those that the scripture says, if a man just do what? Believe. For whosoever shall believe. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, meaning he came in the flesh, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have what? That's the truth. That's the truth. Creation recognized this death is different. This death is not like the other people that have died. This death, scripture says that the earth was dark. Then the earth began to quake, groaning all over the land. Then that one man that did not know Jesus, that was just following his orders, looked at it and said, surely this has got to be. Why? Because he'd never seen anything like that before. See, Jesus is the only one that has the power and the authority to look at sin and say, stop, right? That's the truth. You ought to want that power in your life. You ought to want that kind of power, that kind of authority in your life to bring sin to an end. Huh? That's the truth. You know, those self-help books, those therapies, those programs, those psychiatrists, that's not going to stop sin from doing anything. All you're doing is prolonging the process. Huh? All you're doing is prolonging the process. The inevitable is you're going to die in your sin, right? The devil knows this. Devil knows there is no salvation outside of the name of Jesus. That's why he gets nervous. He gets nervous when a person starts to put their faith in the name of Jesus. He starts to step up his attacks. He starts to cause more confusion. He starts to make the flesh seem like it's out of control. Why? Because he sees the name. He sees the presence of the name. That's why you can't be intimidated. You can't be intimidated by that devil when he starts to attack like that. You know where the help is at. You know where the authority is at. That's why when you see the devil rage like that, that is your time to call on the name of Jesus and say, Jesus, make death release its hold, right? Jesus, you've got the power and the authority over hell and death, right? Yes, he does, saints. Told Martha, he says, I am the resurrection and I am the life, right? There was a resurrection, that verse says, he that believeth on me, though he were dead. Huh? Isn't that something? And Lazarus was dead, right? But all she had to do is do what? Believe. Huh? All she had to do is believe, right? Read a little bit more.
And he shall live. Yet shall he live.
Yes.
Whosoever liveth and believeth.
Yeah. So what will happen to me? Never. He'll never die. Mm-hmm. She said, I'll discuss it. But what about these people that are saints? Mm-hmm. They died. No, Jesus said no. When you look at these saints that seem like they have died, right, it said, they're only going to sleep. Huh? They're not dead like the world. They're not dead like the world. No. We don't sorrow as the world sorrows. We believe that we shall see them again. Why? Because Jesus said, I will bring them back with me. Huh? With me when he comes for the saints, right? Scripture says the rapture is the time when the Lord is going to snatch the saints up out of the earth. The dead are going to rise first, but we which are alive shall be caught up together with them, right? We're going to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we what? Ever be with Jesus. Wherever the Lord goes, we're going to be at. Huh? When the Lord come back to the earth and reign 1,000 years, we're going to be right there with him. Huh? Why? Because we're going to be married to him. We will be his bride. Huh? That's why one Revelation writer said when he saw that one coming on that white horse, he was not by himself. He had a great heavenly host with him. Who do you think that was? That's the church. Huh? Said he saw a number of people that had been washed in the blood of Jesus. That's the church. That's why the devil don't want you to go down in the water in the name of Jesus. Why? Because he knows when you go down in the water in the name, you're getting your soul under the blood of Jesus, right? You are no longer your own. You are bought with a price. Huh? Tries to prevent that whole thing from happening. But you have to want it. You got to want it more than anything else. Huh? You got to want sin to come to an end. You got to want Jesus to be your end to sin. You got to want his authority. Not your authority, not your might, but you got to want the authority that only comes from God himself. The only one that sin recognizes. Sin don't recognize your authority, but it recognizes Jesus. Huh? It recognizes Jesus. It recognizes that name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, yes, yeah, sin recognizes that name of Jesus. Instant after instant. In that New Testament, you see the name working things out for people that sin was trying to bring down. When sin tried to have its hold over them, then the name just come and just give them hope. Huh? It's like the name sparks them, brings them back to life. Hence what the scripture says, he is the resurrection and the life. He brings them back to life, right? That's the truth. No saint should be plagued by wrong. No saint should be plagued by mistake. Now when you got the power of Jesus, now you got the power of Jesus to bring you back where you need to be at, to reignite you, huh? To put that spark back inside of you. Amen. Huh? Yes. That's the truth. Yes. That's why you one writer says, stir up that gift. Stir up the name of Jesus inside of you. Stir up that name. That name is life. That name brings sin and its authority and its power to an end. Huh? Come on back over there to 1 Corinthians really quick. 1 Corinthians really quick. 1 Corinthians 15. 15, what did you read? 15 and 20-something. 26, what does it say there?
And it says, the last enemy that shall be destroyed.
The last enemy that shall be destroyed. Read 24.
Read 24,
then cometh the end. Yeah, come on, can you see it? I see the end coming. You ought to see it coming. You ought to see the end coming. Huh? We're talking about the end of the world. No, I'm talking about the end of your existence. The end of your existence is coming. And you ought to see it, right? Yeah. Don't be paying attention to your age, huh? Because you might not live to see the age that you expected. But you ought to see the end coming, huh? Every time I hear it all around me, the Lord is reminding me, Stephen, the end is coming, huh? Come on, the end is coming. Huh? I'm not going to keep you down here long. The end is coming, right? Huh? Work while you've got the day. Huh? Come on, saints. You ought to see the end coming. That was verse number 24 says. What does 24 say again?
24 says, then cometh the end.
When he shall have delivered up the what? Isn't that the church? Yes. Church is the kingdom of God. That's why we focus on the new birth. The new birth brings you into the Lord's kingdom. Huh? That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, except or unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Huh? Come on, saints. If you can't see the kingdom, you can't see the end. Huh? But when you see that Jesus' kingdom is his church, then you can clearly see the end. Why? Because something inside of you lets you know the Lord is not going to keep his bride down here much longer. Huh? not in the midst of folk falling away from the faith. The Lord is not going to keep his bride down here much longer. He longs to be with her. Why does he long to be with her? Because he loves her. He loves his bride, right? Yes, he does. And his bride loves him, right? That's the truth. His bride is waiting on him. His bride is longing to be with him. Huh? That other slickster is always trying to work his way and break up the relationship. Huh? Oh, yes, he is. He's trying to break up the relationship. But that bride stands flat-footed and says, I'm engaged to Jesus, and I'm waiting for the marriage, right? I'm waiting for to say I do to you, Jesus, right? Waiting for the marriage. The marriage feast is coming, and the marriage feast is not going to be on the earth. The marriage feast is going to be up into the heavens. Huh? He is going to catch the church out of the earth into the heavens, and then he is going to marry her, right? Huh? That's the truth. The Lord is preparing his bride. He's preparing his bride on the earth. Huh? Don't you realize that every prayer service, every praise service, every time you fast, every time you study your word, the Lord is saying, I am preparing you. Preparing you what? For what? For to marry you. Huh? And you have to let the Lord make you ready. Why? Because you don't want to miss that marriage, right? You don't want to miss that marriage. Not for that slickster. Not for that smooth talker. Huh? Not for that one that looked good. Huh? Not the one that draws off of the lust. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life. That is not of Jesus. Huh? Come on, that is not of Jesus. Jesus is pure. Jesus' love is real, saints. His love is pure. His love is pure. It's not that old nasty stuff. That nasty stuff that tries to satisfy your flesh, that's not Jesus. His love is pure. I told you all, if you really want to know what love is, get in 1 Corinthians 13. It'll break love down for you, and you realize it has nothing to do with your flesh. Huh? That is the devil that has put that thought in your mind that love has to do with your flesh. Love has nothing to do with your flesh. But it does have to do with the sacrifice that was made to put you in the position that you were in. Huh? What sacrifice was made to put you in this position? Somebody died for you. Huh? He suffered, bled, and died for you. Died to show you just how much he loved you. Huh? Come on. He was standing right there. No matter how much you turned your back on him, he stood there because he loved you, right? Stood there because he loved you. Loved you unconditionally. He loved you before you loved him. Huh? He ain't like the world. World say, I'm only love you when you do for me. Huh? Well, you hear the average person, they say, oh, yeah, I know you love me. Why you know I love you? Because you do X, Y, and Z for me. Jesus ain't like the world. Jesus said, I loved you first before you loved me, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. That's all we're trying to get you to tap into, is to tap into the love of Jesus. Tap into the thing that really allows you to be the best that you can be. And that's the love of the Lord Jesus. Huh? Come on. Read a little bit more. Then cometh the end. Yes.
When he shall have delivered up
the kingdom of God. And that's the church, isn't it? The Lord, what is the Lord going to do? He's going to deliver the church up. See, that verse right there is talking about the rapture. He is going to deliver the church up. Huh? Church ain't going to be here on the earth, but he's going to deliver the church up. And you want to be in that number. You want to be in that number that goes up. When the Lord delivers the church, huh? What is it? Basically, Jesus is presenting his bride to himself, huh? He said the bride had made herself ready, huh? Come on, go over to the book of Revelation. Hold your finger there in Corinthians. Revelation chapter number, go over to Revelation chapter number 20, I believe it is. No, chapter number 19. 19 and start at verse number 1.
And after these things, yes, I heard a great
I heard a great voice. What does it say?
Great voice.
Uh-huh.
Of much people in heaven.
Ain't that something? You're not the only one. Come on, get it fixed in your mind. You say, Elder Scott, we only got a few people here. You're not the only one. Jesus has been preparing his bride since the day of Pentecost. Huh? A lot of souls have given up a lot for the name of Jesus. Some have been beheaded. Some have been burned. But they did not deny that name of Jesus. They were willing to die for the name. Huh? They were willing to leave mother, father, sister, brother, house, and land just for the name of Jesus. And they stuck with that name to the death. Huh? That's why the writer is telling you there are going to be many people. Huh? Come on, 19:1. What does it say there?
These things I heard a great voice.
Yes.
Of much people.
Uh-huh. Ain't that the truth? I know it may seem like we're the only ones shouting hallelujah. But then there are going to be some other folk that have been before us that are yet shouting hallelujah. And when we stop breathing here, we're going to join right in with them. Why? Because the writer said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. All we're going to be doing is hearing their voices, longing to join right in with them. Say, Lord, where's my body? Lord said, be patient. Hold on, I'm preparing, I'm making a body for you. And when I go down and get the rest of the saints, I'm going to catch you up with them. And all of you are going to get a brand new body. And when you get that brand new body, you're going to join in with the heavenly host. And what will we say with them? Hallelujah, right? Huh? Hallelujah, salvation and glory. Honor and power. What kind of power? Resurrecting power. Power over death. Huh? And we say, Elder Sutter, why do you want to be in the church? Because you want some power over death. You want power over death. You want power over sin. You want power over everything that Satan has set up to destroy humanity. Huh? But there is a day coming that you won't hear about death. Huh? In Revelation 19:1, you don't hear the newsman saying someone was shot. You don't hear the newsman talking about the virus. You don't hear the newsman talking about war and pestilence. You don't hear the newsman talking about floods and how many people died because of a mudslide. You don't hear the newsman talking about earthquakes swallowing up houses and apartment buildings. You don't hear that, not in Revelation 19:1. All you hear is much people saying, hallelujah. Huh? That's what your mind ought to be longing to be in an environment like that. An environment where all you hear is praise to Jesus. Hallelujah, right? Salvation and glory, right?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
What else?
Power.
Unto the Lord our God. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
For true and righteous.
For true and what is Jesus? True and righteous. That's why you can't play around with the Lord. See, the Lord is making the bride ready now. He's getting you accustomed with truth now. And what have you learned about truth so far since the Lord has brought you in this way? Everybody don't want truth. Huh? Folk will abandon truth for a lie. They got itchy ears. Huh? They turn away their ears from the truth. Huh? Giving heed to seducing spirits. Doctrines of devils. Huh? Fables. Huh? All of these things capture man's attention. That's why you keep hearing me say over and over again, don't stay distracted. Keep your mind on Jesus, right? Keep your mind on Jesus. Lord is giving you what? Truth. Huh? He's trying to condition your mind to being familiar with truth. Huh? What has truth taught me? Truth will separate husband from wife. Huh? Truth will separate family from you. Huh? You'll stand all alone. All because you hear truth. And you know what you hear is right. Huh? You know what you hear is right. And everybody else trying to find fault. They try to find blame. They give all kind of accusations. But truth just keep right on standing. Truth say, hit me as much as you want. You're not going to find no error in it. That's why I tell you, don't you pay attention to me, but pay attention to the Word of God. The Word of God does not fail. It is truth, right? It is truth.
Yes, yes,
it stands sure.
Yes,
this is proven ground. Huh? This is a sure foundation. Huh? This is a solid rock, right? Even in the midst of storm, Jesus is the solid rock, right? He stands the test of time. Huh? No matter how the conditions of the environment change, Jesus still stands right there. Huh? Don't you realize truth has been tested over these past 2 years? Huh? Called the pandemic. All you heard all around you is a pandemic. How dangerous it is. How much death it is. How everything is. The resources of the earth are running thin. Huh? It has depleted all of its rations. Huh? Therefore, we must drive up the prices. Huh? Never in your life would you think you see the gallon of gas near $4. What are you supposed to do? Huh? The gallon of milk nearing $4. Bread almost $2 and $3. Why? Because prices are going up. The resources are depleting. You're looking on the shelf and it's not there. We don't know when we're going to get it in. We need medicine. I need this medicine. This medicine is what my life depends on. We don't have no more. We're on back order, right? But what do you see? You see the truth. The truth is still standing strong. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor, right? And I will give you what rest? I will supply your need, right? Jesus said, I will supply your need. Stop putting your trust in man, right? Man will let you down. That's what I've been seeing. All over the years, I've been seeing the same thing. Folk running to and fro, trying to find the answer. But Jesus is still standing right there. Saying the same thing over and over again. You must be born again, right? Telling you to repent. Turn from your wicked ways. You must be born above what? Water and spirit. Message don't change. This is the truth. This is the truth. It does not change, right? You're not going to find no error in it. You're not going to find no waywardness in this. It's still the same. I feel so sorry for people that were in the truth years ago. And ran on out of it. And then once they find it ain't nothing out there, here they come running back. Now they got to find that pill called humility. They got to eat that pie and say humble. And they want to nibble on it. Now you got to eat the whole thing. You need to humble yourself up under the mighty hand of God. Let him know, Jesus, I was wrong. Why? Because I doubted the truth, right? I doubted your truth. Truth don't change. Truth don't change. It stay the same. Folk leave and come back 10, 15 years later. And they say, y'all still preach the same thing? Yeah. Why? Because truth don't change. You change, but truth don't change. The same word that you believed that saved you in the beginning, it does not change, right? It does not change. You change, but the truth don't change. That's why when that day comes, we can say hallelujah to him. We can say hallelujah to Jesus. Why? Because he has been the one thing that has been consistent throughout our whole existence on this earth. Everything else has failed you. Marriages, relationships, health, all of it has failed you. All of it has let you down. But the one thing that has been consistent is Jesus. Jesus has been the very thing that has been always there. He's like that heartbeat. He's been always there, right? He's been consistent. Oh, yes, he is, saints. That's why I can understand why a day like this is coming where I'm going to hear voices that are going to be shouting hallelujah. Hallelujah and what else? Salvation and glory. Honor and power to who? To our God, right? Yes, Lord Jesus. What does the rest of it say? For true and righteous are his judgments. I've seen the Lord prove that. I've seen the Lord cut that bush down to seem like nothing And you say, Lord, why would you break off the branch? Why would you break off that limb? And Jesus' truth speaks back to you because it did not bear my fruit. Ah, Jesus says, I am the husbandman, right? And you are the branch, right? If you do not bear his fruit, I will cut you off, right? I'll cut you off. Huh? It ain't got nothing to do with your family. You don't have nothing to do with your name. You are the Lord's branch. And he intends for you to bring forth his fruit, right? Not your fruit, his fruit, right? You got to do it the way Jesus say do it, right? You can't be no backdoor worker, no slickster, no divider of the brethren. That is not the Lord's spirit. Huh? Satan is a divider of the brethren. When you see people trying to divide, you all know this. You hear me say it to you over and over again. How many times have the siblings been in my office? And I've had the same conversations with the same sisters and brothers over and over again. Love one another. Huh? Don't let the devil divide you all. Huh? You all need to be a united front. Why? Because you still got more sisters out there. Still brothers that need to be saved. And they need to look at you, right? Huh? You need to be the light, right? You need to be the light. See, truth don't change. You give all the opinions. Well, I don't understand. I feel, but the truth still standing there. It don't change what I say. Huh? Satan is the divider of the brethren. Huh? Satan wants to keep you scattered, huh? Backbiting, feeling all lonely. That's the devil. That's how he operates. Huh? But truth stands right there. Just like I say, truth make you take a piece of that humble pie and say, eat it. Huh? But you don't want to eat it. Huh? I tell my children that all the time. Stop talking about what other folk doing and worry about what you do. Huh? What can you control? Huh? Well, you can't control what they say. You can't control what they do. Only thing you can control is how you respond. Huh? And I'm determined I'm going to let the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to let the love and kindness of Jesus flow through me. Right? Huh? Why? Because the mighty hand delivered me from that mess, right? He delivered me from that mess. Huh? That's right. Deliver me from that. That was sin. Huh? You want to know what sin is? Sin is all of that murmuring, disputing, complaining, backbiting. That's sin. Gossiping, that's sin. But Jesus delivered you from that. He said you got to bring an end to it, right? Huh? It's the truth, saints. It is the truth. It is the truth.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you want to be around the people that think like that. People that don't want to hear none of that stuff. All I'm looking for is some more hallelujah. Huh? Some more salvation and glory and honor to the Lord our God and power. Belongs to the Lord our God. Huh? Truth. Huh? True and what else? And righteous are his judgments. Huh? True and righteous are his judgments. Huh?
He have
judged that great whore. See, that's what that devil is. Satan is a whore. Huh? Satan is a whore. Huh? He don't have no kind of morals. Huh? He don't care who he sleep with. Huh? Why? He jumped from undefiled veil to undefiled veil. He looks at this, looks at that. He wants it all, right? Why? Because he's a whore, right? And the world look at you because you don't want to be a whore. Huh? That's all them comments are all the time. It's trying to bring the whore spirit in you out. Huh? But you got to say within yourself, no. Sin has got to come to an end, right? That's if you want to live. That's if you want to live. You got to bring sin to an end. Huh? Everybody don't have Everybody don't have the strength to want to think like that. That's why it's only a few that's going to be saved. Because everybody is so poisoned by that whorish spirit. See, it's a whorish spirit. Huh? You want to know the greatest movies, the greatest television programs, all of them feed that whorish spirit. It seems like everybody seems to be attracted to it. They'd be drawn to it. Have you seen this program? Have you seen this movie? He said, no. Oh, that's really good. They give you something to think about. And you say, oh, what is it? Just look at it. And you look at it and you say, that's a horror spirit in there. Huh? All kind of homosexuality. All kind of cussing and free walking and living. Stuff hanging all out. And you say, whoa, what is it? What did you see that attracted you? It just had a good story. No, that wasn't no good storyline. That thing fed that nature inside of you. Huh? And you ain't even, you don't even recognize. It's fueling your fire. That's what I tell folks. You ever watch the movies? It shows you be in a good, solid relationship. And then you be watching something with all kinds of dogs. Such and such cheated on, you be crying. Then you be looking at the one that ain't done none of it. Saying, see, you just like all the rest of them. What are you talking about? Huh? You be developing that same spirit. See, spirits bounce. That's why you gotta be careful what you entertain, right? Them same thoughts are coming into your mind. Huh? And the devil will make you see just what he's trying to show you. Maybe they cheating on you. How do you know if your wife is cheating? These are the signs. You be like, oh, check one, wow. Check two, wow. Check three, wow. And you be looking all different. The devil's just in your mind playing games. And you don't understand, he done messed up your thoughts. Because even when things start getting good, because he done set the trap up in there, you back at it again. Huh? Remember, I tell you all, the devil plays this thing out for the long run. You thinking he's just attacking you on the short. No, he got long-term goals for you. Huh? When you see people leave the church, it ain't because the devil just started working on them the day before or the week before. That devil been working on them for years. Huh? And they never realized it. They never called him out. Then all of a sudden you say, well, man, this person's been in the church for 20 years, and all of a sudden they gone. Wow, what happened? And then you start to look over the pattern of their life. You say, oh, yeah, I saw it happening over and over. And every now and then, they seem like they spark back up, but they never dealt with that devil. Huh? That's why I tell you all the time, Jesus is telling you, don't you shout over wrong. Don't you? Your glorying is no good. You need to be honest with the Lord Jesus. Remember, you don't know what to pray for. Jesus is a searching spirit. It gets all up in the nooks and the crevices of things. And it exposes every wrong thing about you. That's why when you hear certain things in Scripture, and you know that shoe fits. You say, well, Scott, I'm not feeling what... It's not so much, are you feeling like that now? Was the feeling there? If the feeling was there, that's a stain. And that stain has to be dealt with. Meaning you need to come and talk to the Lord Jesus about that issue. So that thing won't keep coming up and doing what? Just chipping away at you. That's the truth. Backsliding is a long process. It's not a short process. You see people make it back in with the Lord Jesus, it's because they've dealt with stuff. Over life, they've dealt with stuff. Things that were trying to gnaw away at their faith. They dealt with that stuff. Huh? And you be honest, you start to deal with it, you really realize you are the worst one. It's not anybody else, it's you. It's you learning how to deal with the stuff that goes up into your own brain. Huh? We always look for failure and fault in everybody, but it's you. You are your worst enemy. You cause all the negative things to surface in your own life. Huh? You put the blinders on your eyes, you won't even see and pay attention to that stuff. But you are your worst enemy. If you learn to put your mind on Jesus, you will find perfect peace. Peace that passeth what? All understanding. It'll keep your heart and it'll keep your mind. Huh? You won't be so entangled into stuff that's not about your salvation. Huh? It's not saving you and it's not saving nobody else. And if that's not happening, you don't want nothing. I don't have time for it. Why? Because I see the end is coming. Huh? Tell God, well, you don't want to be wrong because I see the end is coming. And I need to get myself straight. I need to get myself right. And you got a mind to get yourself right? Well, I ain't thinking like you, and I ain't got time. You ain't got time. I thought we was friends. If you were my friend, you would see the end is coming. And you would be doing what I am doing. And we would be what? Encouraging one another. Huh? Keep the faith. Keep your mind on Jesus. Did you put your fast? I fasted. Fast some more. Huh? Did you make it through? Amen. I made it through. Amen. Let's thank Jesus together, right? Why? We're encouraging one another. Right? Why? As we see the what? The day. Huh? That's the truth. Does that make sense? Read a little bit more. True. And what else? Right? Is there judgments? Judge that great whore. What did the great whore do? Corrupted the earth. What? Now, no one, people don't want to read this, but it's in your scriptures, right? Oh, the scholar, you don't think you should try it before you buy? No. No, 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 no. Well, how you know you're going to like it? Huh? How, what you mean? How you know it's going to be a good fit for you? Well, if I'm going to build it on just that, I'm in a world of trouble. What if the day comes that I can't do that no more? Huh? What must I do when the writer done told me I got to be in this till the death? These are just practical things. Things that you need to really kind of stop and say, what? I need to think about this thing. Huh? I need to understand what is marriage and what does it mean to be married? Huh? Well, if I don't understand that concept, how in the world am I going to develop a relationship with Jesus? See, that whore spirit is different from Jesus. Jesus said, you got to do this till the death. That whore spirit don't think like that. Whore spirit say, nah, do what you want to do. Do what make you happy. How do you feel? You can't go by that. Your feelings is all over the place. One day I feel like I'm in love with you. Next day I feel like I hate you and can't stand you. Huh? That's that whorish spirit. Whorish spirit be looking, you be listening, ooh, you the one. Then after you finish with that, when you be walking all proud, I got me one. Now it will come around the corner. Whoa. You stuck because you're confused. Huh? I thought you had what you was looking for. But another one came, right? And then after you get the one that you left, then one you ain't even thought you would want. Something weighed 300-400 pounds. I never knew that side of me. Yeah, come on, try it. I never even considered that. Foolish. That's that whorish spirit. Huh? You be all over the place. And before you know it, you got a whole assembly line. And you look at your assembly line, you say, well, what did you like that one for? Oh, she had a good head. What about that one? She had nice thighs. What about that one down there? She had a good grade of hair. Her hair was attractive to me. What about that one over there? She had nice fingernails. See, ain't no pleasing you. You got a horrid spirit inside of you. Did y'all understand this? Huh? That's why don't be shocked when the Lord talks about that spirit. Huh? That horrid spirit is full of fornication. Huh? Why won't the folk come? Because they don't want to stop fornicating. Huh? Read a little bit more.
And said, have avenged the blood of his servant.
Yes.
And again they said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Smoke rose
What did it do? It rose up forever and ever. Keep going.
And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God.
Yes.
And sat on the throne saying, Amen. And
yes.
And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants.
Yes.
And ye that fear him, both small and great.
Yes.
And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude,
mm-hmm.
as the voice of many waters.
Yes.
As the voice of mighty thunder.
Yes.
Lord God, omnipotent.
Uh-huh.
Let us be glad
and rejoice. Give honor to Jesus, right? What is it? What is happening? The marriage of the Lamb is come. Huh? His wife. That's the church. His wife has done what? See, you got to let the Lord do this for you, saints. Get yourself out the way. And let the Lord do this for you. What is he trying to do? Make you ready. Ready for what? This day. This moment. All of it. Everything of your life. Some of you have been married, living for 70-something years. All of your life is preparing you for that moment. Why would you let a moment in the flesh mess up eternity? Huh? This is eternal, right? Why would you let a moment in the flesh mess up something that is intended to last for eternity?
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Read a little bit more.
And to her was granted that
she should be arrayed in fine linen.
Clean.
Clean, huh? What the folk don't want to live a clean life, right? They talk about you over here in holiness because you want to live clean, right? Call me a square. Huh?
Yeah.
You? That's what gay people do. Call me whatever you want to call me.
Right.
Call me whatever you want to call me. You sound weird. You don't cuss. When you be up and you be upset, you don't let no cuss words. No, I don't. That sounds weird. Well, call me whatever you want to call me. Well, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to live clean. I understand my God is clean, and he want me to be clean. Huh? How do you know he wants you to be clean? Jesus slept up here. No, he does not. Huh? He is pure. Huh? Not an ungodly thought in him. That's what makes him God, right? And at the end of the day, I want to be just like Jesus. I want to be just like Jesus. I want to be everybody that got this hope purifies himself. Why? Because he is pure, right? Yes, saints. We got to let the Lord. What is the Lord doing? He's cleaning us up.
Yeah.
You got to let the Lord do what? Clean us?
Jesus.
Huh?
Yeah.
Come on, is that what that verse says? She's arrayed in fine linen.
Clean and white.
For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Right? It didn't say Christians. It didn't say believers. It called us the saints. Meaning those that have been set apart for his service, right? Those that have been washed in the blood of Jesus, right? The saints, right? Read a little bit more.
And he said unto me,
Right.
Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage.
Well, who are you? You're blessed. Why? Because the Lord is calling you and I to the marriage supper. Huh? Of the what? Of the Lamb.
And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God.
Yes.
Thou better his feet.
Yeah.
And he said unto me, see thou do it not.
Uh-huh. In other words, that's why you don't worship your pastor. Huh? That's why your pastor don't sit up on no throne like he's God. Huh? No. You better not do it. If you want me here a long time, you better not worship me. Huh? Why? Because all I am is your fellow servant. Huh? See, John got lost. It was just too much for his little mind. Huh? He saw all this stuff. And he said, oh, maybe I should just start that word. But that man said, get yourself up. Don't you let the woman with the robe see you doing that to me. I am just your fellow servant, right? Huh? That's the truth. That's how you can tell the difference from a pastor sent by Jesus and a pastor that's in it for himself. Because the flesh loves to be glorified. Flesh loves to be exalted and praised. But at the end of the day, we realize all praise belongs to Jesus. All glory belongs to Jesus. All honor belongs to Jesus. Huh? Come on. No flesh should glory in his sight. Read a little bit more. You finish reading all of it?
And it says, and he said,
I'm just your fellow servant.
I'm
your
fellow servant.
Yes.
Of our brethren. Yes. Of the testimony of Jesus.
Yes.
Worship God for the testimony of Jesus.
Yes. Keep going.
And I saw heaven open.
This is what I was. This is what I was talking about. This is what I was talking about. Where does the bride go? She sticks with the bridegroom. Huh? Look at the bridegroom coming out of heaven. How do you know it's the bridegroom? Because his name is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness does he what? Judge and make war. Keep going.
His eyes were as a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns.
Yes.
Written that no man knew but he himself.
Yes.
And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in
blood. Yes.
His name
was called the what? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him and for him. Without him was not anything made that was made, right? The Word was made flesh. And dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. That is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, right? Jesus is the Word of God, right? So glad I know this, right? Jesus is the Word of God. Who is the one on that throne? Jesus. He is the one called Faithful. He is the one called True. Where am I at? Keep reading a little bit further.
Huh?
No longer are we called his bride. Now we are called his army, right? Huh? And I'm trying to tell you, we're not going to lose. We're not going to even lose. We're following behind our husband, our king. Huh? And what are we going to do? We're going to fight. Huh? Who are you going to fight? We're going to bring an end to what? Sin. He must reign till that last enemy is destroyed. Right? That last enemy is what? Death. Huh? And what are we coming to do? We're coming with the one that's going to bring an end to sin. Huh? And what are we going to do with death? We're going to cast death and hell into the what? The lake of fire. Huh? Who's going there? Whoever's name is not found written in the book. Huh? Every whoremonger, every idolater, every liar, every unbeliever, right? Every witchcraft worker. Huh? All of them are going to go right in with death. Huh? And when they go into that lake of fire, the writer said that smoke is going to come up into the nostrils of God himself. And it's going to remind him that he is holy, right? That's the truth, saints. That's the truth. I'm done. Go over to 1 Corinthians really quick. I just wanted y'all to get this last part in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Chapter number 15. And starting at verse number 55. Yeah.
Oh, great. Where is
verse before that said, death is swallowed up in victory.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where's your victory? Sting of death is sin. Huh? And the strength of sin is the law. Remember, the law is given that every mouth may be stopped. And the whole world may be found, what, guilty? Huh? Do you want to be found guilty? Oh, no. I want the law to be manifested in me. Huh? The law will be put into my heart, right? He going to write it on the tablets of my heart. That's where I wanted to be at. It wanted to be manifested in me. Huh? But the strength of sin is the law. Keep going.
But
thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that giveth us the what? That's right. So are we a defeated people? No, I'm not the defeated person. I'm on the victory side. I'm on the side that has brought an end to sin.
Yes.
See, the world hasn't brought an end to it. Your news, You go home and turn on the news today. Turn on the television. Just go what they call channel surfing. That's when you go from channel to channel to channel to channel to channel. And you will see sin has not stopped. All while we're in here talking about Jesus, sin is still going on. Somebody is still caught up in the wheel, rolling on down the hill to hell. Huh? Aren't you glad the Lord put the brakes in? Whoa. And told you, get off, get off, get off. You thank the Lord you had a mind to step off that wheel and follow with Jesus. Jesus, ain't nobody else. Don't you pay attention to nobody else. Save yourself. Save who? So that's the only one you're responsible for. You're going to stand before Jesus by who? Yourself. You're not going to stand with your mother, your father, sisters, brothers. All of them are already in eternity somewhere. Somewhere they are. Most of them in hell. And I'm trying to tell you, you don't want to go where they are at. You say, but I know I love them. I'm trying to tell you, that stopped. When they stopped breathing, that whole relationship stopped. Every attachment stopped. Huh? And what happened to them? They went before their maker. Huh? They had to give an account for what they did, what? In this body. Hmm? He's going to bring every work into judgment with him. And every what? Secret thing, right? Something to think about, isn't it? That's why we try to tell you to keep your mind on Jesus. I'm not trying to tell you that to mess up your life. I'm trying to make your life better. Trying to improve the quality of your life. You'll find that you'll be able to go through a whole lot of stuff. Stuff will come your way and you'll be able to go through it just with ease. All because you keep your mind where? On Jesus. Where belongs it? Where belongs it? You be done, get out in the accident, you boom, boom, boom. First thing you said to me, are you all right? I done talked about, are you all right? Is your body okay? You don't want to fight, no. I just want to make sure you all right. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you. You diffuse that whole situation. See, everybody else want to get out and start fighting with them. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you need the ambulance? Do you need a... Because at the end of the day, all I'm concerned about is you.
Right.
I ain't concerned about the stuff.
Right.
I'm concerned about you.
Right.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm fine. Thank you so much. Then you just see the Lord bring righteousness in.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody to come and say, I saw everything. And I said, okay, yeah, but just want to make sure that person is all right.
Right.
And then you hear, you see the humility, that righteous spirit will jump right on in. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do X, Y, and Z to your car. Well, it's all right. That's why we have insurance. Insurance is going to take care of it. I just want to make sure you all right and everything is okay. Just calm down. Take a deep breath. I told a brother that the other day. He was ready to get ready. I said, brother, are you all right? He said, everything going on. I said, calm down. Take a deep breath. It's going to be all right. We are all right. Stay there. I just didn't want your stuff to get just stay there until you get it together.
Right.
He was so everything got so calm after he got the car started. He found me in the middle of the street, in the middle of the night. Didn't want to fight. Didn't want to cuss. He just wanted to let me know I moved my truck and wanted to shake my head. What's your name, sir? Steve, what's your name? Here, I said, I'm a member of your name. That was my best friend's name. He said, I said, just want to make sure you're okay. He said, yeah, man, this is going on. Just had to, I said, it's all right, man. Take a deep breath. It's going to be all right.
Right.
I said, if you get it started, I said, I'm going to move my car from where it is so you can go over there so you can leave your car there as long as you need to until it gets fixed.
Right.
That's the love of a saint.
Right.
I ain't trying to fight nobody.
Right.
I'm trying to fight nobody. I want to make sure that person is okay.
Right.
At the end of the day, that's what Jesus put inside of me.
Yeah.
Jesus walked up and down the earth trying to make sure people were okay.
Right.
Huh? We turn a deaf ear to folk, but you really need to pay attention. When you hear people crying out, saying that, ask them, is everything okay? Are you all right? Is it anything that anybody can do for you? Sometimes people just want to know that somebody cares for them. Huh? It's just like you. All you wanted to know is that Jesus cared for you. And when you realize he cares, you come into church and be, oh, I'm just so glad to be here. Huh? Well, we ain't fed you. We ain't gave you nothing. I'm just glad to be here. You say, well, thank the Lord for your mind. Oh, I just realized that you all care. Yeah, we do. I want the best for you. Sometimes you might not like what the best is for you. You know, sometimes people be doing all the time. Sometimes you have to say, no, what are you going to do? Now it's time for you to do for yourself. What's the plan? Huh? As parents, you do that.
Yeah.
You do all the time for your children. You say, okay, now what's the plan? Where are we going with this? You got to be able to survive after I'm dead and gone. You got to be able to function without me. What is your plan? I don't know. All right, let's think this thing out. What do you want to do? Huh? You got to have conversations with yourself like that every now and then. You got to do that. You got to keep yourself moving what? Forward. Huh? Devil would have you love to sit back in the, and it would be in the pity pot. I don't know what's going on. You just ain't doing nothing with yourself. Nothing with yourself. Keep moving forward. Church is a moving, is a group of people that are what? Moving forward. We're not a group of people that just sit still. We're moving forward. Say people leave. Yeah, they leave. They're going about their business. But we keep right on moving. Keep right on moving, enjoying Jesus. Why? Because we know one day I ain't going to hear nobody leaving no more. One day I ain't going to hear nobody complaining and murmuring no more. What you going to hear, Elder Scudder? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Salvation and glory. That's what I'm longing to hear.
Amen.
I can't wait to get that sound in my ears. And it just stay there.
Right.
See, right when I come to church and be in praise service, it's kind of after service stops, then it stops. Then I had to go back into the car and listen to some music, try to keep my mind on Jesus. Then you go home, then there ain't no music. Then you hear the dog barking or anybody else. You hear people slamming doors, boom, kind of. Oh, this just ruckus, just static. And you try to go find something to keep your mind on Jesus a little bit more. Huh? But one day, it's not going to stop. The sound is just going to keep on going forever. And that's what I want. That's what I long for, saints. That's what I long for. Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide that word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus.